A group of cattle ranchers has spent years battling big meat companies. They say the companies have too much power and control too much of the market. But should the government be in charge of making sure meat companies play fair with farmers? Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports on a move that has split the ranchers who raise our meat.
Nebraska calls itself the beef state, and that's thanks to places like Cumming County in the northeast part of the state. There are around 250,000 cattle on feedlots in this county alone, scattered among the corn and soybean fields. A few of those cattle belong to Steve Krychek.
This pen of cattle here is mine, brought in from Missouri here a couple weeks ago.
We're at a feedlot near the town of West Point, where Krychek is an investor feeder. He buys young cattle and pays to feed them here. When they're grown, he sells them to the highest bidder, usually one of the big three meat packers in the beef business, JBS, Tyson, or Cargill. Although he says they often seem to be on the same page.
They all have the same price within 15 minutes of each other.
Only about a fourth of all cattle are sold on the open market like Krychek's. That means the vast majority of cattle are sold in a way where the price is usually not reported publicly. Krychek says without knowing what those cattle are worth, he's not sure when he's getting a good deal. It's like shopping for groceries with no price tags.
One guy could be getting $10 a hundred more than the other guy for the same cattle and the same genetics. And that is totally unfair. It looks like that's the direction we're headed.
Producers like Krychek are protected by law from unfair discrimination by meat packers. But recent court rulings have raised the legal standard. To succeed in court today, it's likely that Krychek would have to prove a meat packing company is not just being unfair to him, but creating an unfair playing field for all independent cattle feeders.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Dudley Butler is an attorney in Mississippi. Early in the Obama administration, he was in charge of the agency of the Agriculture Department that handles complaints like Krychek's.
It's just not realistic to think that one rancher gets cheated on his price on some cattle, and you have to show that that affects the whole industry.
What Butler is worried about is known as vertical integration, when a company controls all stages of production, from breeding cattle to fattening them up to selling them at your grocery store. That makes big companies powerful enough to shape the market in their favor.
If we don't get some type of regulations or rules, everything is going to move towards vertical integration, as in the poultry industry and pretty much in the pork industry now.
When he was in Washington, Butler helped write a rule that makes it easier for a rancher to bring a complaint. The producer wouldn't have to prove there's a meat monopoly, only that they were treated unfairly. Years later, that rule was finally issued in the last days of the Obama White House. But shortly after taking office, the Trump administration put it on hold. And some in the beef industry would be happy to see it scrapped altogether.
We don't need the government's involvement telling us how to market our product.
Craig Uden runs a feedlot in central Nebraska and is the current president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Meat companies say working directly with producers has pushed ranchers to raise better cattle and, in turn, sell more meat. Uden agrees. Most of his cattle are not sold on the open market. They're sold directly to a meat packer, some branded as Certified Angus. Producers already have a fair choice, Uden says. They can stay in the regular market or sign up with one of those programs.
If I didn't have the processors, how am I going to market my cattle? I've got options, but I try to fit into the program, and I want to add value to my livestock all the way through.
Dudley Butler, the ex-regulator, says it's good for producers to find security by developing a niche, but he says the beef industry is really the last one to have an open market for independent producers, even if it is a fraction of what it once was.
You just pick away at the marketplace, and once you pick away at it enough, it's, as we say down south, it's death by duck bite, where the marketplace just fades away.
The Trump administration has until October to repeal the rule, change it, or let it take effect. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.